We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
That's a gem.
It's awful close to being too hard.
Are your artist of the day on this gorgeous Friday afternoon in Kansas City. Hello, my friends. We got Sam Stevie over there. That guy's Will Sterrett. He's on a liquid diet.
Love how you throw that in there. Thank you.
Oh, liquid diet Sterrett.
How you doing, buddy?
Let me tell you, when this stuff gets to room temperature, it's not real tasty.
Is it like Go Light when you're getting ready to have a colonoscopy or something?
I've never had a colonoscopy.
How old are you?
I'm not to that age yet. I'm 36.
Okay, well, you're getting close.
I don't need any reminders.
But it's not that bad, man.
It's like drinking.
There comes a time where you start to enjoy it.
I don't think that
stuff.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I don't think that day will ever arrive for me. But no, this is when it gets to room temperature, it's like drinking pancake batter.
Oh, yeah.
Wish it was pancake batter.
Yes, actually.
I was watching him try to finish it.
Ferment in your stomach. Just...
pancake batter that's been put in a pan and.
Can I have a sip of it?
If you really want, there's a little left. Do you really want to try this?
Oh, I just want to see what you're doing.
Okay, well then.
Is Rebecca in there that she can run this in here?
I love the shakes. I'm a big fan of the shake.
All right.
Big fan of the shake.
So get his microphone ready because I think we're going to just sit him down right there.
Now, I don't want to listen to it because I have Morphosophia.
Morphosophia.
What do I have?
Misophonia.
Well, just grab a microphone.
Misophony.
Now this is the
smells like
strawberry?
Strawberry icing on a cupcake.
I was going to say it's the vanilla shake, but it has had some cherry sugar-free snow cone syrup added to it. To make it bearable.
I'm just going to have a small sip.
Do you have another beverage in here? Otherwise the aftertaste is going to hang with you.
Water.
And I think you will frown upon that rather vigorously.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Ready.
Taking a sip is different than choking down that whole thing. All right.
His face hasn't scrunched up, so that's good.
The taste is not terrible. The texture is very chalky.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because it's got vitamins and protein and all that stuff in it that he needs while he's cutting down.
And this one was a little thicker than I would have liked it to be. I probably should have put more.
No. Well, if you hardly put any water in it, you can eat it with a spoon and it's like pudding.
Yeah, but it's
serious right now?
Yeah.
It's a real gritty pudding, that's for sure.
It's like
pudding that hasn't been mixed well.
Sandy pudding.
Well, that's kind of sandy. I'm like, it's still in my teeth.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, I'm still trying to get the mix just right on it. That one probably should have had more water in it than it did. I was a little more stout than it should have been.
Well, I'm proud. Honest to God, brother, I am proud of you.
Thank you. I got to do something.
Well.
So.
I would like to point out you said you'd help him out whatever way you could and then spent the rest of the hour talking about food.
No, we talked about food noises. That's different.
That's not true.
Yeah, all the things that make noises. French fries, chips.
No.
Macadamia nuts. I mean, anything.
Are you just dying or what?
No, I'm okay.
Because after a few days...
Have you cheated?
No.
No.
Wow.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I may very well take a day off this weekend.
Oh,
I don't know.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Because once you take a day off, then you think you can take another day off. That's the problem.
Well, I think you could add some protein and be fine.
Okay.
You know?
No, I think if you ate sensibly, yeah. like grilled yourself some chicken. But see, your problem is, and people were busting my nuts on this, on the text line. People mm-hmm. were saying, well, thanks for outing him. You put this on Twitter last night.
Right. You saw this via my Twitter account, and once it was out there...
It's out there.
Yeah, you went ahead and ran with it. I had no quarrel with you bringing it up at all.
Well, I would hope you wouldn't, because you made it public yourself. I didn't force you to do this.
Exactly, yeah.
But you were writing on Twitter, all you want is a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think if you have a cheat time, like if you had like a grilled chicken,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a cheat. You have a pizza or some... ice cream or something like that.
That's falling off the wagon.
It's like if you're an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about this. And you have a tonic water with a couple of limes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that really a cheat, even though it kind of tastes like the drink you used to like a lot?
But there's no actual alcohol there, correct?
Right. But if I go and then chug an entire fifth of Evan Williams.
Right.
Then I think I may have cheated.
I would say that you have cheated at
that
point.
So I think if you have a pizza, with all due respect, my friend.
I will have cheated, yes.
If you have a chicken breast, I don't think you've cheated.
I agree.
I can agree to that.
Just stick to protein. Well, I eat nothing but protein all the time now. Like, you can have the steak, don't have the potato.
Mm-hmm. And like I said earlier,
there's so many things about life. You have the steak, don't have the potato.
I've said this earlier, and I'll stand by it. The reason why I'm doing the liquid diet and not just the chicken thing is because I feel like I don't have the self-control at this point
sure.
to do that.
Now, you said earlier you have no self-control.
When it comes to food, I don't.
Chris had horrible eating habits and has gradually
mm-hmm.
changed the entire way he goes about it, and you can do it. You can, if he can do, I've always said this, if he can do it, you can do it.
I got mm-hmm. to where, and I haven't been as bad about it as I used to be, but there was a point where I didn't just eat horribly, I overate horribly.
Yeah.
And that's how I got to be in the shape that I'm in right now. And so I think part of it for me, before I get into having a healthy relationship with food, is I have to have the divorce from food for a while. And that's what I'm doing.
You
with
always divorce before
thing.
You get remarried.
That's a good,
exactly.
good way
yeah.
to put it.
So as a result, I know that if I can do portion control, I can handle all those things in eating what is right and what is not right. But what I need to do in order to really get in the zone, I think, for a while yeah. is
clear the decks.
Discipline myself with the most unsatisfying thing. I say unsatisfying. It does the trick. I'm not hungry. But it's not very
well, that's
fulfilling.
Good, but that's good.
Right. Absolutely, it is. But it's not very fulfilling.
It's filling, not fulfilling.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I don't get any joy whatsoever out of consuming this. But it does the job. Yeah. And that's what I need to treat food as, is a means to an end, as opposed to something
you,
that I enjoy because it becomes a problem
well,
when I do.
But let me be very honest with you.
Yes, sir.
And I think on this show... lack of honesty has never been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could be, Will, an inspiration to a lot of people who are struggling with the same thing that you're struggling with. And your willingness, no pun intended on the willing, your
Thank
willingness
you.
To be honest about it and to talk truthfully about it, about the goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, I think, honest to God, I think could really inspire people to say to themselves, if Will Sterrett can do it,
I can do it.
I can do it too.
Now and, I really or, better not fall off the
well,
wagon.
Well, but I'm not trying to put too much pressure
sure.
on you.
No, I get it.
But what I'm saying is, you know, everybody needs a buddy to go through a struggle with.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I'm the same way. You know, there are people that I talk to that struggle with the same things that I struggle with. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to see a therapist. That appointment's already
Good
been set.
Good for you.
Yeah, thanks. You know, because there are things in my head that just aren't right. Well, there are things in your head, Dana, that aren't right. There are things with you, Will, that just aren't right. And everybody wants to go through it with someone else to know that they're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I think what you could do is really inspire people to say, you know what? I'm going to go on this journey with Will. He may not know that I'm on it with
sure.
him, but I'm going on this journey with Will.
Right, which is why somebody said, you know, maybe give an update every 2 weeks. Maybe it doesn't have to be every week, but whatever you're comfortable with. And you know what? If you're struggling, that's okay, too, because everybody does.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So. The key is to, even when you're struggling, find a way to stay at it as opposed to throw in the towel.
Correct. Just got a text. I'm with you, Will. We can do this.
Thank you.
We can
I like
do
it.
This.
I like it.
I'm it's with like, you, brother.
It's like group therapy. Thank you.
You can do this, man.
I know I can. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be easy, but it's what needs to happen. And
go, Will. We are all behind you from the text line.
Thank you.
All right. I love you.
Love you.
You got time for one jam or no jam? Just one?
Yeah, these headphones don't work real well, but we could probably...
Does it really matter?
You can do jam or no jam and you don't even hear the song, my mind will be so blown right now.
I can only hear a little bit out of one ear, but we'll go ahead and give it a shot.
70s or 80s?
80s.
You want 80s?
Sure.
Oh, okay, hang on. I got one. Don't look at my typing.
I can't look at your typing from there.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's going to have a commercial, so just hang tight for a second.
I figured it probably
just
would.
Just wait for 5 seconds.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. This is from the 1980s. That's all you know. Is that correct?
Correct.
Can you see the screen that I'm playing this from?
I cannot.
You ready?
Wouldn't it be the worst thing, by the way, if I lost a bunch of weight and then couldn't do this anymore?
I would beg you to eat.
Eat a pizza.
Yeah. No, if you lose your ability to do this because you lose your weight, you better get fat again. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You have 0.3 seconds.
Hit me.
Here it comes.
Love You Down, Ready for the World, Jam.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was with one earpiece working.
Never really mattered too much to me.
Don't be afraid of it. We got a couple seconds.
Different demons breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying.
Rodney Atkins, when you're going through hell, just keep going. By the way, I believe it was Winston Churchill who once said those famous words. If you guys are unaware, there was a major ICE raid. ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement.
Versus raiding an ice chest. Sorry. Give me back my ice!
In Alabama the other day, I think they arrested 700 people at 4 different meat processing plants down in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
One of the companies that was raided happened to be the Koch brothers plant. Very well-known Republican / conservative donors. Man, we hate them illegal immigrants until they make us a lot of money. Koch Foods announcing on Facebook that the company is hosting a job fair on Monday after many of its workers at its 2 Mississippi plants were arrested in an immigration raid on Wednesday of this week.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me, was this chicken, cows, which was this, what plant?
It was the Koch brothers. They have 2 plants that were raided. Mostly chickens.
Mostly chickens. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have a job fair.
The raids by ICE targeted small towns in Mississippi and a workforce made up largely of Latino immigrants. Koch Foods, Inc., processing plant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then this story is incorrect from the Clarion Ledger. I beg your pardon. Thank you for the clarification.
It is Koch Foods. But it is not owned by Koch Industries or the Koch brothers.
Is it spelled the same?
Yes.
this story then is incorrect, and therefore I label it fake news.
But listen, the wider point
and
to me
here—
And
thank you, Will, for the clarification.
Which is why I was rolling my eyes and laughing over here, but not laughing. Even the staunchest Republican Western Kansas farmers in dairy and poultry will tell you, and we had several political candidates, independent and Republican, talk about this during the last election cycle. You can have a job fair all day long for those jobs, Scott, and you will hear crickets. Those farming operations will be wiped out if the government starts targeting those workers, and that is just a fact.
Well,
ask any Western Kansas farmer in those industries, and they will. Who do you think is going to sign up for that job fair?
Well, it's going to be illegal immigrants. And let me apologize. I took the headline and the story for face value, and I was wrong to do that. That was my mistake. So I want to clarify. And Will, thank you for setting me straight. Thank you for setting the show straight.
Of course.
Unlike Rush Limbaugh's program, when we make a mistake, we admit it. I made a mistake, so I apologize.
However, asking honestly, if you wipe out the immigrant population that does all of those jobs, who is going to fill those jobs?
I don't know. And if ICE needs more targets, there are a ton of food processing plants in liberal Kansas.
I was going to say Garden City.
Well, Garden City, it's all over the country. I mean, and so here is the trade-off. If you're someone who thinks that every single one of those workers should be jailed, you had better be ready to pay $10 a gallon for milk, because they will tell you we cannot find or retain workers.
5767798. Let me look up the liberal Kansas, the demographics. Hang on. All right, here we go. Liberal Kansas is 67% white. Oh, see, this is a little bit misleading. Here we go.
Because white is lumped in with Hispanics.
Because Hispanics are considered Caucasians, okay?
Mm-hmm.
59% of the population of liberal Kansas is Hispanic.
Now, we would point out that it is not entirely illegal immigrants. Those two are not synonymous.
That is true, but liberal Kansas has a reputation of being sort of an illegal immigrant hotbed.
But listen, Scott.
Would you agree with that, Will?
Absolutely.
In rural Minnesota, this is just today, local dairy farmers rely heavily on Hispanic immigrants for labor, and agents arresting employees on the way to their jobs has farmers on edge and pushing back. Because what are you going to do if you rely on this workforce and that workforce is taken away?
Let's get to the newsroom, 5767798.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day. And they said you were going to put me on a shelf.
So down in Alabama the other day, I believe it was 700 people who were arrested at four separate food processing plants. Read that, where they cut up chickens. And
slaughterhouses, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I want to give some numbers before we get into the bulk of the conversation, just so we understand the types of numbers that we're talking about, okay? There are about 8 million undocumented immigrants who make up 5% of the United States workforce, okay? The overwhelming majority of them work in dairy, fruit, vegetable, and meat industries. As Will pointed out, slaughterhouses and farms where you're picking grapes and other fruits and vegetables and that type of thing, okay? I will say it again. Half of the nation's farm workers are the people that we saw arrested the other day. The dairy industry commissioned a study on this, and they found if federal labor and immigration policies reduce the number of workers by 50%, more than 3,500 dairy farms will close. I mentioned this earlier. That, of course, will lead to a big drop in milk production. It will spike the prices. Total elimination of the immigrant labor force would increase milk prices by 90%. There is no one else to take this job. And if you think there is, are kidding yourself. Even the farmers will tell you, Scott, they cannot hire or retain your 22-year-old stepson from Olathe.
And with all due respect, and not to get political, but maybe a little bit, are these not the farmers who are often heard chanting, build the wall?
I think if you're a dairy farmer, you are very concerned about this. There is no visa program, by the way, for year-round workers on dairy farms. It doesn't exist.
Why is it impossible, check that on the word impossible, why is it hard to get Americans to work on farms?
Is it just, to quote
George W. Bush, a job that Americans correct. Just won't do?
Correct. It is physically demanding.
So?
It is dangerous work.
Well, I don't know that milking a cow is dangerous work.
I think you'd be wrong, actually.
Yeah.
Picking a berry is dangerous work?
That's just hard work.
You'd be surprised.
By hard work, do you mean working outside in the sun?
In part.
Well, we also have trouble now getting people to be mechanics and plumbers and that whole nine because we have this stigmatism that you need to go get a 4-year degree and get a plush corner office job.
In a 2017 research study conducted by the Cornell Farm Worker Program, dairy farmers reported that they turned to undocumented workers because they are unable to find and keep reliable U.S. citizens to do the jobs. That is in part because farm work is physically demanding, dirty, and considered socially denigrated work. More importantly, it is one of the most dangerous occupations in the United States.
Let's go to Stephen in Olathe. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Have you ever been to the farmer's market?
Yes, of course.
Think about farmer's market prices if American workers were to be in the farming industry. So you want low prices on a gallon of milk, then, you know, we need the system that we have right now. But more so, I wanted to correct you on your comment about comparative to Rush Limbaugh. When you guys make a mistake, you are only 50% on that because on correcting it because of your female companion over there. Love you,
Stephen. I almost thought we agreed there just for a second.
And Stephen, the worst thing a comedian can do is laugh at his own joke.
I thought that we were going to have Dana admit to her mistake yesterday. That's what I really thought.
No, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
No,
50%. 50%
Give it.
Of the time.
Give it.
Good night.
Why do we not have a year-round visa program for essential agriculture workers? Make them pay taxes. Many of them already do.
Well, they pay sales taxes when they shop.
You know, yeah. All of the necessary safety rules and regulations protecting those workers. If we have to have them, why not streamline the process? If they're so badly needed, and they are, why doesn't somebody say, and I know the answer to this, let's offer the agriculture visa for these workers?
Then what's the answer?
Why don't they do it? I'm asking you.
You said you already knew the answer.
You know, it's because it's politically unpopular to do it. And I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, that many farmers are publicly screaming about it because it's unpopular to talk about it.
What I find strange, and again, not to try to insert politics into this.
There's a lot of hypocrisy there,
but if the farmers are the ones who are employing these illegal immigrants, then why is it we are told, whether it's true or not, I don't know, why is it the farmers who are screaming, build the wall? Why would they be saying, tear it down?
Well, I don't know that they are.
The president, whose name we're not going to mention on the show because it only makes people angry or very happy, says that the farmers are his biggest supporters. If they are,
I think it depends on what kind of farming you do. If it's dairy, if it's meats, vegetables, fruits, or dairy, I think they are privately not happy.
Michael in Greenwood. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
Yeah, you're talking about why they can't get anybody to work on these. They don't want to pay nobody for the hours and what they've got to do. And what happened to when years ago when a company hired an illegal to work for them? What happened to them getting fined and in trouble like they used to back in the day?
When did they? When did they used to get fined?
Well, they were supposed to years ago.
No, but you said when they got fined back in the day. Well, I don't recall that ever occurring.
We were told they were supposed to, but who knows?
But Michael, be honest. Let's say these farmers said, "Okay, we're going to raise prices. We are only going to hire 25-year-old, maybe college wasn't for you, local Kansas City kids."
They don't do it like they do.
But I'm asking you, Michael, if they said, if they said, we will pay $30 an hour and we want you to line up all of these local Kansas City kids to start deboning chickens and milking cows, do you honestly think they would be able to staff a farming operation?
If they were going to pay somebody $30, I'm pretty sure they could.
For $30 an hour, I think you're right.
Yeah, and also, look at the price of milk already. It's more than a gallon of gas.
So?
almost $4 a gallon of milk.
It's always been more than a gallon of gas.
No, not that bad.
Yes. Michael, I don't know what world you live in, brother. I love you, man. I don't know what world you live in. I can remember in the late 80s buying a gallon of gas for 95 cents a gallon. I don't ever remember buying a gallon of milk for 95 cents.
There are also instances where supermarkets will use that as a loss leader in order to get people in, and you don't really have a loss leader at the fuel aspect.
Now,
they don't make a ton, but...
Yeah. Let me say this, and I'm probably going to anger some people, and that's fine. I guess it's my job. I went into the Hy-Vee the other day here in Mission, and I bought a canister of, or a thing of strawberries for $2.99. Okay. Okay. Bought a little thing of blueberries for $3.99. I have no doubt and I have no problem with the fact that the reason I was able to buy that strawberry container and that blueberry container at the price that I was able to buy it at was because those products were picked by illegal immigrants, probably for barely minimum wage. Now, Scott, you're a jerk. You're in blank hole. Fine. Do you think for 1 minute, if we could get Americans...
What's the unemployment rate?
3.5%. It's very low. Very low. And quite frankly, the president deserves some credit for that. But it also keeps people, I would argue, from picking strawberries on a California plant. It keeps people from picking blueberries and putting them in containers. The fact that I could buy a big container of strawberries for $2.99 it's pretty awesome. And if you are going to make Americans pick those strawberries, I guarantee you I'm paying $3.99 or $4.99 for the same container. And guess what I'm doing?
Americans are not, I'm
not buying those strawberries because they're too expensive.
Even if all 3.5% of people who have no job right now signed up and said, "Let me pick grapes off the vine," it would not cover the number of workers needed to keep the agriculture industry running. You're fooling yourself if you think otherwise.
Make America farm again.
576-7798. 576-7798.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy.
His name is John Denver.
With a simple kind of life, never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Let's get to the phones. Dave in Olathe. Dave, hello.
Good afternoon. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, man. Thanks.
Hey, I appreciate taking my call. Just wanted to offer one more point of clarification, if I may. I appreciate, Scott, you correcting it that it was not Coke Industries, just Coke Foods.
Yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong.
No, no, I get that. But my point is, you made it sound like if it had actually been the Koch brothers, that they would have been hypocrites in this situation. Hmm. But I think you ought to do a little research there, because actually the Koch brothers are very much for immigration. They want folks to come here and work. And if you look and see their record on the DREAM Act and things like that, they are diametrically opposed to the president's position. The Koch brothers do not want a wall. And I think you ought to do some research there.
All right, I will. I will take that under advisement. Thank you.
Just point out, if you are an owner of something like a hotel, you know, there is a ton of hypocrisy with this issue, Scott, because that's another industry where it is almost impossible to hire, train, and retain a large hotel industry workforce without undocumented immigrants. That is just the way it is.
Well,
you can agree with it, you can disagree with it. Who else is going to take that job?
You know, if you're going to be, and I'm neither pro illegal immigration nor anti, I would prefer that people come into this country legally, but I understand that obviously things happen and I don't have to be happy about it. But I'll be the first to admit to you, I had a new roof put on my house last year. Okay. And I went out, these guys worked real hard and they got that roof on in one day. And about noon, I went out to the bank and there were five guys working on my roof. Okay. And I went and got $100, five $20 bills. And I handed each one of them $20 bills. I know for a fact that not one of them spoke English proficiently. That's not to say they were here illegally, but one can surmise. I would bet that the majority of the people working on my roof were not in this country legally. Okay? That's just a guess on my part, but I think it's pretty solid. You know what? I went with the lowest bidder with the best reputation. And if you are as anti-illegal immigrant as you claim to be, you better damn well make sure, because I know you don't, that anybody who mows your grass, works on your roof, cleans your office building, doesn't speak Spanish, and if they do, they better be Americans. It is really easy in this country to say build that wall or get out until you need a new roof on your house. Until you need your grass mowed, until you need your office cleaned. And then if they speak Spanish, I guarantee hot damn to you when you leave every night, you go, hola. And you don't think twice about it. We are hypocrites. Kim in Overland Park. Kim, hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
So going back to your point on the why Americans don't necessarily want to work on farms, my husband was a dairy farmer with his family up until he graduated high school back in early 2000.
Okay.
And my husband would be up at 3 a.m. milking all the cows. They did do it not manually. They had the equipment to milk them, automatically, if you will. And then he would go to school, he would come home, and they would milk all the cows again. At the same time, his father had a full-time job, and his mother had a full-time job outside of farming so they could make ends meet. And this was up in northeast Missouri, where the majority of the people that lived up there were farmers or Amish. And so it's hard to find people who are from those small towns who are not farmers. But if you're talking about like kids from Kansas City who are going to go out to the farms of northeast Missouri or western Kansas or wherever to work for a job that is literally going to pay you next to nothing.
It's not going
to
happen.
They have to make ends meet. That's why. Now, of course, they sold off their farm into pieces to parts of some of the Amish bought it and other people bought off their land when they sold it. But it is a hard, back-breaking job. And he had two brothers. And they all did the same thing for years. But you're going to be hard-pressed to find people this day and age, especially as, you know, privileged as we are this day and age with all the cell phones and everything, and just the way that some kids these days are growing up, just they don't think they have to work for anything. But if you're going to work on a farm, you gosh darn have to work. And it's going to suck. And you may go help another farmer during their harvest. You're not going to get paid for that, but they'll come back and help you during yours, but you're not going to get paid for that. It's not just get up, milk cows. You have to check fences. You have to help heal the sick cows when you don't have to call a vet. You have to deliver cows. It's not a glorious or glamorous job.
Amen. Well said, Kim. Festivus Friday is next. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Get in early, 576. Hey, we got to clear the lines. Sorry, Jackie and Bill, we couldn't get to you on time. I apologize for that. Let's get to the newsroom, 576-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.